Years ago, a buddy and I attended this home defense course, and some of the things we knew, some of the things were rather enlightening. We should hold most of the things that are found throughout our house as a potential defensive weapon. Along those lines, we should have scattered throughout the house strategically placed weapons to defend our family. When something does happen, what's the protocol? Does everyone know what they're supposed to be doing? Who is going to take care of the little ones? Will that be delegated to the oldest? Who's going to call the authorities? What's the escape plan? Thinking through all these things are very important. When the intruder comes, you're not going to be able to have that time to sit and think through what the best possible thing ought to be. You must be prepared. Also, when it comes to thinking through what it is that you should be doing, it's best not only to think it through, but also to simulate the scenario so you know exactly how that would pan out. Some of us live for spontaneity. Others like to plan our day. It's good to have an appropriate mixture of both, where we find ourselves embracing what the day holds and being flexible to perhaps what the Lord is introducing in our lives, but then also have things where, well, we are appropriately ready. In the case of home defense, there isn't time to think about what the first step, the best first step is, as the intruder will already be on the move. And as they had pointed out as well, we have to remember that this intruder is not coming because they stumbled upon your house on accident. They're not coming with altruistic intent. They're not going to be there and say, oh, you're in the wrong house. Oh, I'm sorry. Right? They're coming with evil intent. The life of the Christian in terms of this preparation of home defense is the same. Of course, the difference is that we are not preparing ourselves for an intruder that is unwelcome. We are preparing our house, our temple, ourselves for the coming of the Lord. But the preparation, the amount that's required, is still the same. You and I, of course, have been given the necessary tools to build on that. That's why we study Scripture. That's why we listen to the Holy Word of God. That's why we spend our time trying to hear, you know, what the church is saying and teaching so that we make sure that our lives are in conformity with God, the God who does love us and not some nebulous idea of who we want God to be. But then there also must be that element of spontaneity, knowing that we are to be attentive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, to not have our schedule so regimented that we don't allow room for what God has in store for us. And so indeed, having that mixture is very appropriate. But how is it that we can find ourselves living in the light of the Lord, living ourselves being that prepared for what it is that the Lord has planned for us, whether it's today or whether it's at the end of our lives? You know, some of us think that, you know, with the idea of living spontaneously, that I'll just live my life and play it by ear. You know, and so certainly some things, there is credit to that. You know, we can use our intuitive ways of being able to figure things out on the fly. But when it comes to living our life in the Lord, there must be that planning. You know, we have to figure out, okay, well, what is good? What is evil? I have to do that which is good and avoid that is evil. And then as you live your life out there, we can be finding much fruit that is found in living our life with the Lord. Now, one of the questions that we can ask, it's a very simple thing, and I would say this is a very fundamental thing, is to really wonder and see where God is in our lives, in our everyday lives. You know, it's a very basic fundamental thing, and from there we can get deeper into our relationship with God. But we're not even doing this, then we're running into trouble. You know, when I sit in the confessional and sometimes hear individuals, you know, some of the things they'd say is, you know, they struggle with their prayer life. You know, I ask, you pray every day? Well, I try. Well, I pray before meals. Okay, yeah, we got a lot to work on. How many of us in our relationships do we seek each other out? Friends, family members, neighbors. And when we seek them out, we want to converse with them, we want to talk with them, we want to spend time with them. And so that always makes me question when people are desiring this relationship with God, but then, oh, you know, I struggle to pray every day. Or do you want a relationship with God or not? You know, it's that simple. You know, if someone is important in your life, you will make that a priority. So how much are we making God a priority? And so each day, you know, does God fit either as an afterthought, or is He the first and foremost individual that we approach in our lives? When we wake up in the morning, what do? Aside from turning off the alarm, do we go and make coffee? Do we go use the bathroom? Do we try to get more sleep as much as we can with the snooze button? Or do we turn to God and say, "Good morning, God. Good morning, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this day. You have blessed me for another day to live." You know, do we have that conversation with Him? Do we know that indeed all goodness flows from Him? And that without Him, we would not be. And so that comes first and foremost. Then as we're going throughout our day, you know, we might have an issue with a friend, a long-standing issue. And perhaps we're prone to complain, prone to gossip. Do we go and talk to another friend? Do we go and talk to our spouse and say, "Oh, you know, Larry is being such a trouble." Again. You know, and you start complaining, huh? You start venting. You know, or do we go to our Lord and say, "Lord, help me. Lord, I need your guidance. You know, I need your wisdom to understand this. What is this? What's the problem? What's the issue? Father, what do you want me to share with Larry? What is your word for me?" And, you know, the point, you know, with all of this, you know, as I'm asking these questions, you know, it's not for us to exclude everyone, you know, where we just close ourselves from everyone in our lives and said, "It's just me and God. That's all there is." No. But the first and foremost individual that we should go to for all these things is our Lord, you know, who is there and attentive to us, or even with the help of our guardian angel, you know, who's often neglected. When our day isn't going as planned, you know, when it just seems like it's interruption after interruption after interruption. I had my day perfectly planned. I was going to work on the deck today. It's going to finally be done. It's about the 50th time I've said that in 2 months, but it's finally going to be done, right? And all these things start coming. You know, what do? Do we just go like, "Ugh, you know, I can't believe this happened"? Do you go vent again to your friend? Do you just think how people are just so selfish and they just don't let me do what I want to do? Or do we take that as an opportunity to pray to our Lord and say, "All right, Lord, what is going on here? What is happening? Help me to be attentive to your voice." And we can even do that when we're not, and this is elevating our game a little bit here, when we're not being interrupted, we're going to a place that we know we have to go. You know, we're going to Lowe's to pick up some lumber. Probably not now because it's so expensive. But you're going to Lowe's to like maybe pick up some bolts. And so you're going there, right? And then you're saying, "Well, all right, Lord, you know, help me to hear your voice. You know, help me to hear that if there's anyone here that you need me to be present to, that I may be open to that, that I may be receptive to that, that I may be attentive to your voice." You know, and sometimes you offer that prayer and you do that, you know, prayer of surrender, and there's nothing, you know. Well, you offered, and that's what the Lord is looking for. You know, so it's not always that, you know, when we offer prayers such as those that there has to be something. But at least we're being servants who are looking after the father's heart. You know, what is his concern, you know, in that area, in that place, even if it might be not a part of our plans? Or when we're having a bad day, you know, what's the first thing we're thinking about? You know, again, are we just thinking about a drink, you know? Or we can't say, well, I can't wait till I get to vent this all out, you know, how crazy it's been. Or do we seek solace with our Lord? You know, Lord, I'm having a rough day. I'm having a rough day. And offer that to him and say, Lord, you know, as you're praying for wisdom and praying for guidance about it, and you know, there doesn't seem to be much there that's enriching, then, well, all right, Lord, well, I offer it to you. You know, all of this frustration, all this aggravation, you know, all of this false accusation, you know, all of this being made fun of, you know, all the things that can happen throughout a bad day, you know, that we give to the Lord. You know, we say, well, I offer it to you. You know, I've been, you know, accused of breaking something and I didn't, you know, but I offer it to you, Lord. And that's a way that we can bring him in the forefront of our minds. You see, that is part of the key when it comes to responding how it is that our Lord wants us to be vigilant. You know, right? The Lord is saying, you know, well, if the master of the house knew when the thief was come, right, he'd make sure he'd be ready. And much so, we should be like the servant who is ready for the master who is coming back from the wedding. You know, and not to dilly-dally about our responsibilities and duties, about the good things that we know that the Lord has already implanted in our hearts. Because each and every day is a gift. Each and every day is not guaranteed to us. And we forget that. We might think we know that, but then once things don't go as planned, our actions demonstrate that we did not really believe that. So if we embraced every day as a gift, you know, they'd have the saying, memento mori, huh? Remember your death. You know, as long as we remember that and remember each day as a gift, that will lead us to living our life to the fullest. And in terms of remaining vigilant, you know, if our prayer is always seeking what the Lord desires in everyday things, in each day, you know, that's what's going to lead us more towards what it is that our Lord is desiring of his servants, of his disciples. You know, sometimes we think that in order for us to remain vigilant, right, we got to make sure that, you know, okay, I am not going to sleep, right? I'm just going to remain awake the whole time, right? And I'm just going to have to wait because the Lord's coming soon. The Lord is coming. I have to be ready. Every day, right? And you just get paranoid, you know, if you fall into this feeling as if, you know, there's no way that you can actually be ready. And the Lord is saying, that's not how I want you to be ready. So put away those 5-hour energy drinks, right? You know, I want you to be ready in the sense of always searching me. I want you to be ready by always thinking about what it is that I have fashioned you for, what it is that I have equipped you for, what it is that I have brought you into this world. You know, I want to see my designs being fulfilled through you. And the more that we have our hearts in tune with what our Father desires, you know, the more that we'll find that vigilance rather easy. Very simple. You know, it's not difficult work. That is, if we love our Lord. If we struggle to love our Lord, right? If he's an afterthought, you know, then you get, you know, those individuals who, right, upon hearing, you know, might be the end of the world. Well, you know, God's coming, get busy, right? As if the Lord will only see the last 5 minutes of our lives. Each and every day, we must live our lives as it's our last. But in doing so, you know, it's not to fill us with this despair. You know, if we do it right, you know, living in that life, that memento mori, remember your death, you know, it's not to say that you're going to be depressed, or you're going to be always fearful, or you're going to be scrupulous, you know. It can lead towards that only if we don't have the other side of the coin of what it means to live for God. And that is being aware of His love, and being aware of His mercy, and being aware of His joy, and the fact that He wants you to delight in the things that He has created for you. You know, that was the case for St. Francis of Assisi. You know, he always contemplated that, contemplated his death, and that's why he lived in tremendous joy, because he knew that this day was not guaranteed to him. And so because it wasn't guaranteed to him, woohoo! Let's celebrate. Let's live this life. Let's glorify God. Let us live in the light of the Holy Spirit. And that, I think, is going to be part of the solution to many of the things that trouble us in this world. You know, to shift our minds into thinking in this way, you know, will be a way that brings a lightness back to the heart. You know, a lot of our hearts are heavy. A lot of our hearts are weary. It's just tired. You know, we think, how long, O Lord, must I endure? When the Lord, you know, this time is not only challenging us, but also inviting us closer to Him. And whenever we find ourselves drawing closer to Him, you know, yeah, there'll be a bit of purgation, you know, there'll be a bit of us, well, that'll have to die, right, you know, but there'll also be part of us then, you know, when something dies from us that is selfish, that is earthly, that is not of the Lord, you know, that will make room for more of God. That'll make room for us to encounter more of the heavenly riches that He wants us to have now. It's that inheritance. But how much are we seeking the Lord out? How much are we prepared? In terms of home defense, you can't prepare for everything, like an elephant coming through your house, right? I mean, you can't possibly prepare for everything, but you can certainly prepare for the most common scenarios. And so it is with living our life in the Lord. We can't account for everything, but we do have the tools that are necessary for us to live lives of holiness. Are we using them? You know, are we taking advantage of the sacraments? Are we building up a devotional life? You know, are we seeking acts of charity? Are we going out of our way in service of His people? We can't plan for everything, but we can use what Jesus has given us to prepare, since He will come to us at an unknown hour, at a time we do not expect.